Hello there. Well, a quick episode tonight. This is episode 10, and the topic is, let's see. The topic for episode 10 is, what has been the highlight during this time for you? Well, in thinking through the question for this episode, at first I thought the obvious, in that you don't realize how bad you actually feel until you feel good again. I would have to say that I know that over the last couple of months, I have definitely been more tired and more run down and, you know, sleeping a lot more and things like that. And I mean, part of it, you know, you try to blame on the fact that, you know, three times a week, you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning in order to make it to dialysis at 4:30 in the morning. But I mean, even just walking down the street or trying to keep up with people, you really start seeing how much you've slowed down. I had noticed things like a difference in my skin, the whole dryness of it. My appetite wasn't very good. You know, so many things like that as well. But the energy level was probably the most obvious piece. But I was getting along, and I really didn't think it was as bad as it was until perhaps that first day after surgery, when they said that I needed to get up and go walking. Even though I felt creaky, it was amazing to just feel the energy in that, you know, you start walking and you don't feel like you have to stop and sit down immediately. And I mean, I wasn't walking very far at first. It was, you know, you need to get up and walk, but, you know, they don't want you to overdo it. And I think that part of it was that the aches and pains that I had been having as well just weren't there anymore. And I would say that that's probably could have been anything from toxin buildup to, you know, your system not being, you know, fully cleared, going between dialysis treatments. So that was the most obvious highlight for me. But in the way of a situation that was a highlight, I would have to say that that would be my first Saturday in the hospital. I was experiencing bladder, spasms. As you could guess, when you do not urinate very often and such, your bladder, you know, shrinks. And then all of a sudden here you are producing urine and such, and you know, your bladder expands. Well, they had taken the catheter out, and so I was actually having to use the bathroom on my own. And on that particular Saturday, I had noticed in the morning that I had the urge to go, but nothing was happening. So I told my RN, who he was absolutely amazing, very, very, very fastidious. And, you know, he was very concerned and, you know, shared the information with the doctors and such. So that day, I think I had a grand total of 3 bladder ultrasounds and 1 regular ultrasound. And by the time that he was going off duty and the new nurse was coming on duty, I was in a state. The spasming was just horrible. I was retaining maybe 300 cc's of urine in my bladder at that point in time. And as more would go in, the spasming would get worse. And as I started getting later, first the nurse stayed like probably about an hour and a half after time to ensure that the transition and the ultrasounds and such were taking place. And then with the new nurse, she was very, very concerned and wanted to try to solve the problem as well. She was very much an advocate for transplantation, having experienced the situation in her family. And I mean, she was there with me every step of the way. And finally, it was probably about, I don't even know what time, the wee hours of the morning. Basically, they decided that there was some sort of blockage, and there was the decision to put fluid in order to flush the urethra and the I guess the ureter, and the feeling. First, they gave me medication to relax me, because at that point I was like in such pain. I was in tears. I just could not function. So they gave me really, really good drugs, and then they did the procedure, and immediately whatever it was knocked out of place, and I was able to finally go, and the feeling of relief. And there I was, there in the bathroom with this with my nurse for the evening, and we were like both in the bathroom like bawling our heads off, because you know it had just been, you know, hours and hours of me in agony, and she was there with me every step of the way. And I said to her after all of that, "You're now part of our family," because, you know, to go through all of that together, you know, that's, you know, that was, you know, the most, you know, intense experience to experience together. So, yeah, that was definitely, I mean, not the most positive origination of this highlight, but definitely a positive outcome. So those would be my highlights. The obvious one being the increase in energy after the surgery, and then the highlight story being going through that whole day where, you know, the bladder was filling up and nothing was coming out, and actually going through the process of for them to figure out what was wrong and then to be able to do something to provide the relief. So thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you later. Good night.